I'm John Lemley, and this is City Cafe. We're revisiting an interview we aired a couple of years ago in 2012 with an Atlanta-based artist named Ashley Anderson. Then he was opening a gallery showing of his work, which was a series of variations on Andy Warhol's portraits of Marilyn Monroe. Well, this morning, Anderson announced on his Facebook page that he had sold three of those portraits to Atlanta's High Museum of Art. WABE's Mike John spoke with him about that work back in 2012 at the Emily Ami Gallery.
The three works come from a series called Shinobi Marilyn. Marilyn refers to actress Marilyn Monroe. Shinobi refers to this video game, Shinobi. It came out on the Sega Master System in 1988. It's a pretty typical fighting game. Your character is a ninja. You run through the game kicking bad guys, throwing ninja stars and such. But then you get to level 2.
And lo and behold, there's Marilyn Monroe in the background of a video game for no discernible reason. Hi, my name's Ashley Anderson.
Anderson is the artist behind Shinobi Marilyn. Finding that odd tribute to Monroe in a ninja game sparked his curiosity.
When I did some research, I figured out that probably the reason her likeness was in this game is Shinobi, the video game that she appears in, came out 9 months after Warhol died. And so I think that she appears in the game as a posthumous tribute to Warhol by as far as I know, an anonymous game designer in 1980s Japan working for Sega. Well, I started with this first image right here in the top left corner.
It's recognizable as Warhol's image, but it's pixelated, like in the video game, and done in shades of gold, like Marilyn's face is emerging from precious metals. Ashley spent a lot of time researching the various aspects at play in this series, which included a trip to see one of Warhol's Marilyn silkscreens at the High Museum.
Sat far away, came up close, just took notes on the colors that were used, the kinds of sheens of the inks that they were printed with. And I noticed one of the Marilyns had metallic inks, and I was reminded of the gold Marilyn at the MoMA, which I had seen.
Warhol's gold Marilyn is a silkscreen of Monroe's face, exaggerated pink skin, yellow hair, blue eyeshadow, in the center of an iridescent gold canvas.
So the idea of doing an all metallic Marilyn was kind of enticing. And then I specifically zeroed in on the idea of a gold Marilyn, and how can I take this term, gold Marilyn, and mess with it in as many ways as I can?
You sound like you're very process-oriented in how you work.
Oh, yeah.
tell me about the, like, what you get out of not just doing the one painting, but doing a gallery full of them.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote by Chuck Close. And he said that if you work with one image in one piece of art, and then in the next piece of art you work on a different image, well, that's fine because you're making stuff, but you're not really saying anything consistent or really investigating the image that you've chosen, so you're not really finding out what it is that really interests you. But if you take the same image and just repeat it over and over and over through different processes, then two things happen. You start to get an idea of what is now interesting you, if it's something different. Part of just doing all this work was just finding the value in working in a series. And it's a valuable lesson to learn, and I've definitely learned it.
Artist Ashley Anderson talking to WABE's Mike Johns. Anderson announced this morning that he has sold three of those portraits of Marilyn Monroe to Atlanta's High Museum of Art. This is City Cafe.